welcome to the Fertility Conversations podcast. The goal of this podcast is to create more awareness about infertility and to provide support to people trying to conceive. Thank you for listening today, and we hope you will be encouraged. And now, here is your host, Ola.
Welcome to episode 4. Today, I'm going to be talking about ectopic pregnancies and heterotopic pregnancies and my experience with them. So, just to say, I'm not a doctor, so the information I'll be giving out today is based on my own experience and research at the time of my experience. So, what is an ectopic pregnancy? It's basically when a fertilized egg, so egg that has been fertilized by sperm, implants outside the uterus. So usually when the egg has been fertilized by the sperm, it travels down fallopian tube and then implants in the uterus. But for some reason, sometimes the fertilized egg doesn't actually get to the uterus and it implants somewhere else. This can be in the fallopian tube, it can be on an ovary, or somewhere else in the uterus, in the abdomen. So anywhere else apart from the uterus, that will be an ectopic pregnancy. People ask many times, what are the causes? So what are the risk factors? What causes an ectopic pregnancy? In many cases, it can happen spontaneously without any risk factor, but there are some factors that might increase the chances. Some of these include if you've previously had surgeries, an infection could have developed from that. It could be a sexually transmitted infection. Sometimes like a pelvic inflammatory disease. It could be if you've used fertility drugs, even IVF could increase your chances. If you had previous ectopic pregnancies, which is quite unfortunate, isn't it? The fact that if you have an ectopic pregnancy, it also increases your chances of having another one. Quite unfortunate. Also, if you've had scarring from a pelvic surgery, so there's been a surgery in the past that caused scarring, that could also increase your chances. And of course, like in my case, I didn't have any of these risk factors and it still happened. So we've talked about what an ectopic pregnancy is, what some risk factors are. Now we'll maybe talk about some symptoms. Ectopic pregnancies can happen, it can happen and the person might not have any symptoms. And many of the symptoms actually mirror the regular pregnancy. So some symptoms include light vaginal bleeding. Again, this can happen in a regular pregnancy. People could have dizziness or fainting. This can happen with a regular pregnancy. People might have an upset stomach or vomiting, which again can happen with a regular pregnancy. People can also have pain in the shoulder or sharp abdominal cramps. If one has any of the symptoms, even if you think it's a regular pregnancy, if you haven't had a scan, I definitely would say visit your clinic and get a scan done. So an ectopic pregnancy cannot be saved. The pregnancy would need to be terminated. If, for example, an ectopic pregnancy is in the fallopian tube, the tube is narrow and it wasn't created to house a baby. So over time, it'll stretch and stretch and then eventually it'll burst or rupture, and this can cause severe internal bleeding, which needs to be addressed right away. to prevent any fatality. So I always advocate now for people to get a scan done. The moment you think you might be pregnant, get a scan done. If it's too early to scan, your doctor will let you know, but they can also do all the tests like blood tests to basically measure the amount of pregnancy hormone, and they can monitor that to see how it's progressing. So in terms of treating ectopic pregnancies, it might be treated with medication. There's some medications for that that can be given to you by a doctor, or in some cases, a surgery. So now, having spoken about ectopic pregnancies, I also want to talk about heterotopic pregnancies. This is basically an existence of two simultaneous pregnancies in two different places. So one is in the uterus, and then the other one will be the ectopic pregnancy, which can be in the fallopian tube, the ovary, or somewhere else in the abdomen. And of course, this can be pose a lot of complications, maybe I should say, in the sense that even if you get a scan done, by the time you can see that there's a pregnancy in the uterus, many times people don't bother scanning other parts of the abdomen. So in my case, this is actually what I had, an heterotopic pregnancy, which is a combination of an ectopic pregnancy and irregular pregnancy. When I didn't have any symptom really. I mean, I had some light vaginal bleeding, but again, that can happen in regular pregnancy. So it wasn't a giveaway. Now, in terms of symptoms of ectopics, I should actually say, apart from the symptoms noted earlier, when the blood test is done, which basically measures the amount of pregnancy hormone in the body, which is HCG, when that is done, it's supposed to increase or double within a certain amount of time. So if blood test is done today, and then maybe another time is done another 36 hours, for example, if it's not increasing the way it's supposed to, then your doctor might also want to just monitor you closely to rule out to rule out any chance of it being an ectopic pregnancy. But again, all this, if you always say to people, as soon as you know you're pregnant, go to the doctor, get a scan done. If it's too early to get a scan done, if it's too early to get to see anything, then the blood test can be done and they'll keep monitoring you until a scan can be done, until it's confirmed that the baby is actually in the uterus. So I did have an heterotopic pregnancy. I didn't have any symptoms. Fortunately for me, I did visit the clinic anyway, just because I felt some uneasiness in my spirit. So I can't really say what made me go, but I went to the clinic anyway. And thankfully my doctor, I had some experience with ectopic pregnancies. So a scan was done and there was some fluid in the abdomen, but I didn't have any pain, which is unusual. If you're starting to have internal bleeding, there should be some pain. I didn't have any pain. But then I collapsed at some point, and the doctor noticed that too. So he said to me, well, there's some symptoms of, like, he thinks something might be going on here, but he's not sure because I'm not exhibiting all the symptoms. But he would like to do an investigative surgery. So basically just a small incision just to see what's happening. And so we proceeded to do that. When I woke up, he advised that he actually had to have a bigger cut, because then when they opened me up, they realized there was a lot of internal bleeding. And one of my tubes was taken out, the babies were taken out. And I did have to have blood transfusions, just because there have been a lot of blood loss. So even though I didn't have the regular symptoms that people would have, I did actually have an ectopic pregnancy and a regular pregnancy going on at the same time. There was a lot of internal trauma. And I was told to not try to get pregnant for the next 6 months. When I got back home, I was very sad, hurt. You know, I had never heard of that type of situation before, or that condition, or that type of pregnancy. So I spent a lot of time on the internet trying to find anyone that understood what had happened to me. And I started to see information about people that even passed away, people that died, because they were not able to get to a clinic or medical attention or intervention quickly enough. I'm thankful for the Ectopic Trust. I believe that's in the UK. I found them on the internet, and I spend a lot of time in the forums and chat rooms just reading other people's stories and connecting other women that had similar situations and went on to have successful pregnancies later and had babies. So that helped me to renew hope that it was possible, even with one tube. And of course, seeing all those other stories of people that died also helped me to be thankful that I was alive, that I'd been able to get the intervention quickly enough. But initially, when I first got back home, the first few weeks, I spent a lot of time calculating when 6 months would be over. I felt like I wanted to get pregnant again to quickly replace what had been lost. In reality, you can't actually ever replace babies that have been lost. But at that time, in my mind, that was what I was consumed with at that time. And then I dealt with a lot of PTSD, which is basically post-traumatic stress disorder. I had a lot of trauma. I had a lot of nightmares, replaying what had happened. But in many cases, in the nightmares, I didn't get to the clinic quickly enough. I didn't get medical intervention. I had been on a cruise somewhere too far from a clinic. No one had known what was happening. So I just kept on having those nightmares over and over again. My thoughts were consumed with what could have potentially happened if I hadn't gotten the care and the intervention early enough, or if I hadn't gone to the clinic. Because again, I didn't actually have any symptoms. That was obvious. I just felt uneasy, and that's why I went. It took me a long time to get through that whole time. And even now, many years after, I don't have those nightmares on a frequent basis, but sometimes if something triggers the emotion, I remember it all over again. Or if I read in the news that someone died from an ectopic pregnancy, then the memories flood my mind again, and I start to worry. So now I always advocate early scans. If you know you're pregnant, visit the clinic, get the scans done to make sure the baby's in the right place. And even if there's a baby in the uterus, get the sonographer to also check other parts of the abdomen to make sure there's no other baby there. All in all, I look back with gratitude, thankful to be alive and well, and knowing that I can try again.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Fertility Conversations podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram @Fertility Conversations. If there are any topics you would like to have discussed, please send an email to fertilityconversations@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Thank you again for listening. Take care of yourself and do stay hopeful.